on Oxford College of Emory University Week. What makes someone seek a risky lifestyle? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kenneth Carter, professor of psychology, explores the thinking behind the risk.
They base jump, climb buildings, drive race cars, and chase tornadoes. They're thrill seekers, adrenaline junkies, and people looking for a buzz. In psychological circles, this trait is known as a high sensation-seeking personality. If you aren't a thrill seeker, it's likely that these kinds of actions appear foolhardy. It's one of the reasons why I've spent so much time researching and interviewing thrill seekers all around the world. To some extent, we all crave new experiences and sensations. But what sets high sensation-seeking personalities apart is that they crave exotic and intense experiences despite obvious risks. Sensation-seeking is driven by experience and biology, involving a genetic component as well as several hormones and neurotransmitters. Robert Zuckerman describes sensation-seeking as having four components, each of which contributes to an individual's unique way of seeking or avoiding sensations. The first is called thrill and adventure seeking, a trait linked with physical activities that are exciting and risky. Next, there's experience seeking, which is sensation seeking of the mind and of the senses. Third is disinhibition, which has to do with our willingness to be spontaneous. And finally, boredom susceptibility, your ability to tolerate the absence of external stimuli. Those who are high sensation seekers feel more pleasure and less stress when they encounter chaotic and highly stimulating environments. They don't just crave high sensation-seeking environments, they thrive in them. In those moments, the high sensation-seeking person is in their element and can function expertly where others might crumble. Sensation-seeking can creep into every aspect of life. What you choose to eat, the things you do for fun, the music you like, the way you drive, and even the jokes you tell. Sensation-seeking isn't what a person does, it's who they are.
That was Kenneth Carter from Oxford College of Emory University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.